finish the message that we started this morning. Point number one was what? I forgot. I didn't forget. Trust in the Word of God. Trust in the Word of God. Here in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, again it says, "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences." And pestilences are, as we said, they are diseases. They're like a plague. It's, again, I'll give you the definition. Let me finish the verse, though. "Earthquakes in diverse places, all these are the beginning of sorrows." Pestilence, according to Webster, is the disease known as, specifically the disease known as the plague. Hence, any contagious or infectious epidemic disease that is virulent and devastating, which simply means extremely poisonous, very active, and doing injury. Of course, they say that coronavirus is more contagious than the flu, even though more people get the flu and die of the flu than the coronavirus, but the coronavirus is highly contagious. That's why people are being quarantined. That's why our friends Don and Karen coming back from Hawaii are spending 2 weeks in Texas. That's why I don't know where we would be coming back from India, what would happen to us and many others. We know people personally that have had to be self-quarantined because of the possibility of being positive with coronavirus. And so we have this going on. It's very contagious, and that's why the government has taken the actions that it's taking. That's why people are so, they're panicking. There's pandemonium all over the country, all over the world for that matter. There needs to be caution, but I think people are going to the extreme. And that's what, though, happens when there is something like this that comes along. People just, they don't know how to react. Because things like this don't happen every day. And so when this does happen, people immediately panic. They're so used to getting everything that they want and having everything at their fingertips. When they think that maybe, just maybe, I'm going to lose everything and not have anything, that's when they go crazy and they buy up everything that they can and hoard it for themselves because they're so selfish. We are a selfish people. Like it or not, but that's America. America is filled with selfish people. And we need to try to get away from that. But this is, again, a sign of the end times. This is a sign of the last days. And so things like this are going to happen. I hate to say this, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong. But things like this are going to continue to happen until Jesus comes. Next year it may be the coronavirus again. It may be worse next year. It may be better next year. It may be something else that's going to pop up all of a sudden that's with a different name. Who knows? We don't know. But the Bible does say that these pestilences, these plagues, or these contagious or infectious epidemic diseases are going to be prevalent during the end times leading up to Jesus Christ's coming. And so we believe that we are living in the very end times. That window of opportunity that we have from now until Christ comes, we don't know. That window could be extremely small. It could be large. We don't know that. That's why we need to be so wise. We need to be careful. We need to be seek God's wisdom every day in our life. Talk to God. Ask Him what you should do. If you don't know what to do, always ask the Lord. The Bible promises us in James, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. God's not going to get mad at you if you say, "God, I don't know what to do. What do I do?" God will say, "Let me tell you what you should do." And that's the way the Lord works. The second point of the message is trust in the way of God. We got trust in the Word of God first. And secondly, trust in the way of God. God, again, He has everything under control. He knows what's going on. Things like this happen periodically. It's throughout history. Look at what happened during Noah's flood, for example. I mean, that was something that took place in the entire world. And throughout history, we have seen things where chaos has taken place. And when God has poured out His wrath, I'm not saying this is the wrath of God being poured out upon man or the human race. I said that this morning. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to give God the credit for the coronavirus. It's a result of sin. It's a result of what is happening in this world and how things are getting worse and worse and worse as we get closer to the end times. As man progresses, we don't really progress. We go forward in time, but we don't progress. We are actually regressing. We're going backwards, it seems like. But things like this happen periodically. Tragedies come unannounced. most of the time, tragedies come unannounced. You don't have a 24-hour window. You don't have a weather forecast, a seven-day weather forecast that says, hey, you got a tragedy coming next Saturday. You better get prepared. Some of these things, we don't have that. And some things we do. I mean, this was kind of, we saw this coming and people, again, went kind of crazy. Family, financial, physical tragedies occur every day in America and around the world. Many of you have had a tragedy in your life. You've had a tragedy hit your family. You've had a financial tragedy. You've had a physical tragedy. Whatever it is, and we could tell stories, and I'm not undermining it. I'm just saying we all have testimony to that, that there are things that happen in our lives constantly. Many times people say or ask, why do these things happen? Why is this happening right now? Why is the coronavirus going around the world and affecting so many people? Why do these things happen? And some of those questions we don't really have a clear answer for. We could give our biblical, scriptural, theological answer. And that is, well, this is another result of sin that has developed in the world as a result of the path that man has taken. We can say that. The lost does not understand that. You and I understand that, right? We comprehend that. We understand, yeah, this is, you know, hey, cancer is sin. I mean, it's a reason, all of these things are. But the world out there, they don't know why this is going on. They have no clue that some of them don't even know they're sinners. Or they don't believe they're sinners. But the thing should be not, why is this happening? It's, what should we do when it does happen? And that's how I would turn that around. I would, if somebody asks you that question, say, well, we don't really know why this is happening, but let's talk about what we can do while this is going on. And you can give them maybe a little tidbit of this message where you can trust the way of God. We don't understand it all, but we can trust His way. Look at Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 29. Proverbs 10, 29. Proverbs 10, 29. Proverbs 10, 29. It says, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. What gives you the strength to get up every morning? What gives you the strength to get through something like this that we're all going through together? Well, it's knowing that God is in control. We pray about that. We talk about that. We understand that. That God is in control. God knows what's going on. This did not take God by surprise. I said that today. God absolutely understands what's going on, and God does love us. Amen. He does care about us. He cares for you and your family. He cares for your children. He cares for those people that are infected by this disease. He cares, has cared for those people that have died. Remember, God loves people to the point where He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the people. So God's way is always right. Amen. It's hard to comprehend that, or sometimes people may not even believe that, but God's way is always right. God's word is always right. God never makes a mistake. This is not a mistake that God made. God didn't, again, you know, pop the cork and, you know, toss it into the world and say, ah, now I'm going to get them all. No, that's not the way God, I don't think that's the way God works. There are some Christians that believe that, though. There are people that believe that something like this is from God, and boy, He is pouring out His judgment and wrath, and, you know, well, you know, believe what you want. I have a hard time with that. I want to believe that God is a good God. I want to believe that God is a righteous God. I want to believe that God always knows what He's doing. And yes, the iniquity will have there. Those that are workers of iniquity will have what is coming to them. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. But I love that verse where it just simply says, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Do you and I need any strength during this time? We need a lot of strength during this time. We have no clue what's going to take place tomorrow or next week or next. We have no idea. Things are changing by the minute. You listen to a news conference, you listen to the vice president, or the president was on just a little while ago. You listen to what they have to say, and it's changing every day. So our days are extremely uncertain. Our future is extremely uncertain. Like I said, businesses are shutting down, and restaurants are shutting down. Schools all over the country are shutting down. People are going to be extremely unemployed for a long time. Could be through these many things that we see happening. So what do we do? Well, we just trust God. God is not going to let us, you know, He's not going to go on the other side of the universe and say, you people down there on planet Earth, you're on your own. That's not the way the Lord works. We can go to Him. We can talk to Him. We understand that the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. I'm glad that we have some strength. I'm glad to know that God's way is always right. God never makes a mistake. This is not a mistake by God. This is not that at all. We all know what Romans 8:28 says, don't we? Well, you know, we could put that into practice right about now. Romans 8:28. I'm going to read it. Turn over to it if you don't know what it says. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things, I've underlined know and all in that verse. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So the question tonight is, where's your love factor with God? How much do you love the Lord? That should be a question that you and I answer. How much do I love God? Is God important to me? Is the Lord Jesus Christ important to me? It says we know that all things work together for good. But it doesn't end there. Again, it says to them that love God. And then comma, and then it goes on. It says to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now this verse is not saying that everything that happens is good. Did you notice that? It does not say that everything that happens, all the bad things that happen are good things. That's not what it says. It says that we know that all things work together for good. Please look at the verse carefully and understand that that's what it's saying. It's not saying that all things, that everything that happens is good. Coronavirus is good. Cancer is good. Death is good. No, it's not. It's not good. People dying of cancer is not a good thing. I don't believe. I don't believe that the coronavirus is a good thing. I don't believe car accidents are good things. I don't believe that people dying are good things. Or people getting sick and going to the hospital and dying. That's not good. That's not good stuff. That's not what the Bible says. It says we know that all things work together for good. Paul believes God is a faithful, heavenly Father who, because He is both omniscient and omnipotent, is able to cause even unfortunate happenings to work for good to those who love the Lord. That's what that verse is dealing with. It's not saying, oh, this is a good thing. No, it's not a good thing. Now, this thing could be used for good. And that's what Paul was saying. Hey, things can be used for good. A car accident could be used for good to them that love God. But it doesn't mean the car accident is good. Don't say, oh, I'm so glad they had that car accident. No, that's not the way to say it. Don't talk like that. Please use some tact when you're talking to people. Amen. And understand what the verse is saying. Sometimes that's the first thing that comes out of our mouth. Well, you know, all things work together for good. And then we forget the rest of the verse. I know we're trying to comfort the person or the family or whatever, but let's just say, look, things can work together for good. That's what that is all about. Listen, the way of God is the right way. What do we do in a situation like this? Just trust the Lord. Trust His Word. Trust His way. Tell me what else there is to do. You want to sit around and worry all day long? And get physically ill. Some people do that. They worry so much they get physically sick, physically ill. They get filled with anxiety and worry that just literally it runs their body down. This is no time to have your body run down. If anything, you have to have your body build up. Are you taking any vitamin C? You need to take some vitamin C and vitamin A. I take it every single day. You need to make sure that your body is... Don't sit around and worry about this thing. It'll do you no good to worry about it. Pray about it. And understand that The way of God is always good. Third and final, we need to just simply trust the works of God. Trust the works of God. The work of God, the works of God are always done right and in truth. Again, God makes no mistakes. It's not a mistake that God made. Oops, I let the coronavirus out. Oh, what did I do? This is not what God does. He doesn't do things like that. Maybe the Chinese let it out, but God had nothing to do with that. So the works of God are always done right and always done in truth. Look at Psalm 33. Go over to the book of Psalm. Psalm 33. Psalm 33, look at verse 4. 33:4. Now this covers two of my points today. 33:4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. There you go. His word and his works are always right. Trust in the word of God. Trust in the way of God. Trust in the works of God. Look at Psalm 145. 145. And verse 17. 145, 17. This covers two of the points in this verse. 145 verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his what? Ways and holy in all his works. We've got ways and works in that verse. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Can you trust the way of God? Yes. Can you trust the works of God? Yes. Can you trust the word of God? Of course you can. Listen, I appreciate what our government is trying to do and what our leaders are trying to do and even what our governor is trying to do. I appreciate all of that. I think some people are overstepping a little bit and getting a little too involved, but I understand their responsibility. They have a responsibility to protect us. And I believe they're trying to do the best they can with what wisdom they have. And you can't fault them for that. You may not agree with everything that's going on right now. You may not agree with shutting down courts and every school shutting down for the next month and all of that. You may say, well, that's kind of extreme. Don't sit around and worry about it and try to, you're not going to change it. You're not going to at all. So just the thing is to trust God and turn to Him. Look at Psalm 73:28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord, God, that I may declare all thy works. I'm going to read it again. Some of you are still getting there, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. Just trust God. Just trust the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't understand all of what's going on in this world and in this country and in my community and in my life and in my family, Lord, but I got to trust you. Because what else are you going to do? Where else are you going to turn? You got to trust God. Look at Psalm 115:11. Psalm 115:11. Psalm 115:11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. It's a good verse. What do? We trust the Lord. I like what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Turn over there and we'll close with that verse. John 14, 1 through 6. Some of you already know it. John 14, 1 through 6. John 14, 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You don't need to allow your heart to get all troubled and all worried and all in a confusion. Take a deep spiritual breath. I said a spiritual breath. Open up the Word of God. Trust the Lord. Trust His Word. Trust His ways. Trust His work. And just say, Lord, You got it under control. Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. Lord, we're concerned about things. And let the Lord take care of you. And He will. He will. Just give Him a chance to do it. Just give Him a chance to take care of you and He'll do it. Let's pray. Father, thank You again for just being with us, Lord, during this time. We do pray and ask that You would be with each and every one that's affected by this. And Lord, now the entire country is affected by this in one way or another. Businesses and schools and governments.